Yeah, well, look, it's something I've been working on, probably like a lot of people, very much so in the last 10 years or more. And back in 2020, we got funding during the middle of COVID for this design thinking. We come up with a project, like a greenfield project, and we took that through to consultations in Ballybofey and in Donegal Town on two occasions. Like, we didn't put forward the idea it would be a greenway. It could have been a lot of zip lines or anything in Barnes Gap. But the public came out something like 85, 90% saying that it would be great tourist. So it's not just a greenway or cycleway. It's for disabled people and for walks and so on. And also, like, all of the schools and the Roadhouse Bar and Village of Barnes, they all connected to it. But anyway, during that time, there was a lot of consideration for greenways in the county, but the council, in fairness, took this one on board at an early stage, and then the National Roads Authority, through the TAI, they agreed as well. So they have now designed the greenway with a massive, what would you call it, starting area, over a trailhead area there, over between the base and the Swan Pool and Bell and Stranorder, and that will use follow the old railway line to Donegal Town. As I say, it will call into all the schools, and it's also, I believe, going to go down into Loy Esk and then into Donegal Town, where there'll be another trailhead. This is seen very much as not just like a cycle lane, and this is seen very much as a tourism project. We see this as the Wild Atlantic Way linking up with the Fan Valley, and very much to add to our tourism attraction. And we hope then to take it from there, maybe link it eventually down into to Lifford. Like, but it's something that we and a lot of people had been sort of pushing and hoping for. And I said, look, there's a lot of competition within the county and nationally to get these greenways. This greenway will be something on par with what you hear down in Mayo. It's just not a sort of a cycling along a road, where you hear a lot of controversy at the moment, maybe in Derrickenny and other places about cycleways, but they're along the road. This is up on using the old railway line for, I would say, 90% of the route. And as I said, something a lot of people have been hoping for over a lot of years. And as I say, back in about 2000, I approached both the county council and got groups in Ballybofey to team up with people in Donegal Town. People like Frank Kelly through DLDC and that enrolled us in a design concept at that time. And basically that's where kick started off. And I say, with the help of Donegal County Council and the National Roads Authority, we're now a compulsory purchase and design stage.
And I suppose this will kind of create a new audience or a new crowd that'll come to Donegal for cycling. It's hoped that, you know, this will open more tourists to Donegal. This will be seen as a very attractive, I suppose, tourist destination, this greenway.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, as we all know, we're hoping Ballybofey and Stranorder will be bypassed in the next 3 or 4 years, and we have to turn Ballybofey and Stranorder into a destination town rather than just a town that's going to be bypassed. So any additions, I guess, at all is very much welcome. This is an economic driver. This isn't about cycling or greenways. It's an economic driver. It's for mainly tourism. As I said, it links Ballybofey and Stranorder, first time ever, to the Wild Atlantic Way coming in there along the coast of Donegal Town. So it's bringing the Wild Atlantic Way into the centre of the town. You have tourism. It's only going to be wheelchair accessible. Now, there'll be short routes within that. The people within Ballybofey can go out round, come a couple of kilometres and come back in, round Stranorder, back into Ballybofey. The same thing in Donegal Town. There'll be a loop there. And it takes you down to Loch Esk. But the good thing as well is having, there will be a bridge bringing it over to the roadside bar there on this side of Barnes Gap, and then there'll be another bridge linking into Village of Barnes, where you have all the tourism campers and people like that. And as I say, all of the schools between Donegal Town and Ballybofey are all going to be linked into it. So this is a great one for outdoor education. There's a lot of things. We see this just as the beginning. And it's not to be confused or compared to some of these controversial, say, roadside cycling lanes. This is much, much more. This is something we urgently need. And I know during the responses way back in 2020, when Basic and Ballybofey and the people in Donegal Town, when we had public consultation, the feedback then was something like 80-90% people calling for something similar to this to be developed in Baronismore Gap. It's such an iconic area, and it probably could turn out to be one of the best greenways in the country.